Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Diana Smith with Inspired to Heal Radio. I am here today on this lovely afternoon, Thursday, January 26th. Today, we will be talking about the mysterious language of the body and what we mean by the energy of surrender. So I am supposed to have a guest on my live show today, Miss Brittany Rodriguez, since this is the first Blog Talk Radio show I've done in over a year. We may have some technical difficulties. I'm hoping that Brittany will be able to call in as my guest and get on the line with me. We're going to work through some of these technicalities as I go here, but we are talking about the secret language of bodies. And the interesting thing about the secret language of bodies is that it's not a secret language at all. In fact, it's just a matter of us listening a little more closely and being a little more aware of what our body is actually trying to say and trying to tell us and trying to communicate with us at all times. Our body is constantly giving us feedback about the world around us, about what we come into contact with, about the energies around us, about the feelings of people around us. And we have been programmed and we have been conditioned to ignore all those signals pretty much completely, starting from the time that we're told to go to school and that, I'm sorry, but you can't go to the bathroom for most of the day, even though your body is giving you the signal that it does need to go. So that's just one example of how over time we are programmed and conditioned to ignore our body. So I'm going to try and see if I can get Miss Brittany Rodriguez to call back in here. I don't know if she can hear me. We're kind of texting since this is neat little radio format is all on the phone and coming to you live through your computer. So we'll try and see if we can get her on now. I'm going to tell her to call back in and see if that works. And it says I called and it's just letting me listen. So great. Brittany is just going to listen. We'll not have my fabulous Access Consciousness Bars facilitator, Brittany Rodriguez, with me on the line, but that is okay. I'm also noticing that the dashboard that I had a year ago telling me how much time I have left in my show is not anywhere that I can see it, so that makes things interesting. But hey, it's a live show, and I've decided to go out and put it live for everyone to listen to, unprepared, unrehearsed, no judgment here. So, And no judgment, I'll just bring that wrap that right back around to the point of listening to your body. Part of the reason that we have such a hard time listening to our body is about judgment. And Lord knows we all judge the heck out of our bodies. We judge the way our body looks. We judge the way our body feels. If our body feels tired in the morning, then we judge it, you know, like, what's wrong with you, body? Why aren't you in line, online with my mental state of being, of things that I need and want to get done today? And the body's like, yeah, but I'm sick. So what do? 9 times out of 10, we ignore our body. So that's part of the reason why we can't hear or listen to our body, is when our body speaks to us, gives us information via pains, via dry skin, via bad breath, via cramps in the stomach, via a hurt toe from maybe gout or something like that. These are all ways that our body is communicating to us. And it's our job to sit down, to take a minute, to step back from our preconceived ideas, our judgments, our stories about what we think our body is trying to tell us, and to stop and ask some questions. There's four questions I like to ask in this instance. They're questions that will get you out of judgment, out of conclusion, and out of misinterpretation about what's going on with your body, is to ask these four questions. First of all, what is this? That question in and of itself leads you away from your preconceived ideas about what could be going on with your body or your misinformation about what's going on with your body and puts you in a state of where you have no preconceived ideas. You're just like, okay, body, what is this? What the next question is, what can I do with it? And then how can I change it? Or can I change it? And then how do I change it? But the very most important question is this. What is this? And then ask yourself some more questions. Is this hunger? Is it really hunger? Is it my hunger? Or is it somebody else's hunger? Remember, your body is a receiver. It is there to receive energetic information. And then you are there to also receive that energetic information and decide what to do with that information. So when your body is giving you energy, picking up on somebody else's hunger, like say you go into the office and walking in and you get this overwhelming feeling that maybe you want a donut, or the thought that maybe you want a donut, when in fact that could be somebody else's thought that you and your body are picking up on. And when I say you and your body, it's because I firmly believe that we are here on a journey with our bodies so that we can be here in this existence. Science has already told us that our thoughts and our memories are not held in the space of our brain. They're not held in our actual physical body. Okay, so Brittany's saying every time she calls in, she says, I call, but I can't, I call, I can just hear you and can't do anything. So in a future show with Brittany, I will figure out what is going on with the guest call-in number that I gave her, but she's not calling in. But back to the point about bodies and us being here on a journey with our body, our thoughts, our memories are not held within our brain. They're not held within this physical being, which means it resides somewhere out here in the ethers, out here in the energetic field that surrounds our body. And our body is a separate kind of being almost, which is why the other part of this talk today was, listening to the body, the secret language of the body, and the energy of surrender. And why I talk about the energy of surrender is because we are so used to being in control and going against what our body is usually telling us in regards to, say, hunger or identifying where pain is coming from, identifying behaviors that are not in line with what our body requires. Sometimes when we start to really listen to our body, we have a period of time where we are like a small, spoiled child. And we say, the body's like, you're like, I want a cookie. And you check in with your body, and to do this, you can actually place your hands on your body, maybe on your thighs or on your chest or somewhere, and just kind of check in. Hey, hi, body. Hey, how are you? What's going on? I'd really like a cookie. Like, how about you, body? What would it be like if we had a cookie right now? And you get this small awareness. The body's like, uh-uh. Because awareness like that comes in an instant. Comes pretty much the second you ask the question, you pretty much know the answer to it. Everything after that is just your mind wrestling with the actual answer that you got that isn't necessarily always in line with what you wanted. So let's go back to the example of the body wanting a cookie. You want a cookie, and you check in with your body, right? And your body's like, meh, I'm not really feeling that cookie. And you're like, screw you, body. I'm going to have a cookie anyways. So that's not surrendering to the innate knowledge of the body. The body has its own innate intelligence. It has its own system of checks and balances. It knows its own requirements. The body knows exactly what it needs, exactly when it needs it. And we would all probably be a whole lot better off if we spent some time becoming a little more sensitive to the communication between us and our bodies and what our bodies actually wanted. Because remember, your body has its own innate intelligence. There are times where you may not be hungry for days. And in your mind and in your judgment, you're thinking, yeah, but hey, body, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I should be having a muffin and some eggs. It's 12:30. Isn't it time for lunch yet? You know, check in with your body. Your body doesn't actually require as many calories as we think. And that is part of that energy of surrendering to the innate intelligence of the body is being able to respect the fact that the body knows what it requires, and to respect the fact that sometimes to get what you want, maybe perhaps it's to, you know, lose weight. That's a perfect time to surrender to what the body wants, and really to be able to decipher between who's running the show when. If you've got, you've got to let the body run the show. You know, the body is the physical vehicle in which we carry on in this world, in this existence, and if you're not listening to it, you're probably doing more damage than good. So the energy of surrender is pretty important when we're talking about communicating with bodies, and also no judgment of what the body wants, no judgment of what the information the body gives you, and no judgment of you. So we're about to close up the show here. Thank you all for those of you who are listening now. Thank you to all of those who are listening in the future. Thank you for working through the technical difficulties that we had. Again, this is Diana Smith with Inspired to Heal. I'm coming to you out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we will be having a fantastic body class, Access Consciousness. I hope you all can make it at the end of February. Please look me up on Facebook, Inspired to Heal. And I hope that you've enjoyed the information on this show. Please listen in for more shows to come. They will only get better and better. And again, I appreciate you all listening. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day, listening to your body, surrendering to its innate intelligence, and having more joy, fun, and ease with it. Thanks, everybody, so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye now.